when you get as old as I am, goddamn, your hands get stiff. I'm 86.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you don't keep on playing, you're in a hell of a shit. The boys ain't been over for a few nights to carry.
This is July 31st, 1988, and I'm talking to Bud Sandy. I just checked this.
To the right note down here.
Yeah. No, I got the banjo on that. Well, I've got another two or something. Don't know where. There in the house. Oh, I trade and traffic and sell, buy and...
You remember where you got your first banjo?
Mm-hmm.
Where?
Pat made it.
Pat?
My dad.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. What did he make it out of?
I don't remember. Some kind of a bucket.
A bucket.
Yeah, he had some kind of a bucket he had on it down here. Well, the looking thing sounds good though.
What did he do? Make a neck for it?
Yeah. Damn, that's a heavy old son of a bitch.
Did you ever play any music with Sam Hacker?
Oh, yeah.
He did?
Yeah, me and Sam played tremendous square dance.
Yeah. What was he like?
He was a pretty good fiddler.
Yeah.
Wasn't bad.
Hello?
Hello? You better play me one while you're asked. No, I played the arms, Sam Hacker.
Yeah? What did
what?
What did what were Sam's best pieces? Do you remember?
No, I don't remember.
People said he used to dance while he played.
What?
People tell me he danced while he played.
Oh shit, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, boy. He kept his feet going. Oh, I played for a minute square dance with him.
Where was that?
This side of Sutton. Well, she went to the airport, back up there.
Yeah.
Used to have picnics and stuff up there. Huh. Built up on back at Lower Fork.
They had a platform built?
Yeah, they have a square dance square. Well, I decided I'd go up. I stopped, I'd been up with my sister up the gasway. I went up there and wasn't nobody playing but Hacker. He had a fiddle. He said, "Very fella, I want to see you. I want you to play with me." And I said, "Hell, I can't play." We they kept on finally. I started playing with him. By God, I didn't get away from that away in the night.
Well, did you have a banjo with you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And me and him played. Well, that's a great instrument, damn man. Oh, I can play pretty good then, but I can't play worse as shit anymore. My hands sort of cramps up, swells, stiffened up.
Did you ever sing much?
I never did sing any.
Didn't you? Did you ever play with Hobe Blake?
Oh, shit, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, Hobart used to stay at our house. Almost. What time he wasn't there, I was at their house.
Did you play out much together, or just around home, or what?
Oh, we played anywhere. Shit, we played for Grenades and everything else.
Yeah.
I don't know the whole place anymore or not.
No. Cut his thumb off or something.
I don't remember. All men hold. Reuben. Shit. What time they wasn't at my our house, I was at theirs. For years when they lived up on Bragg Run.
Yeah.
We lived at Bower.
You lived at Bower?
Mm-hmm.
Where's that?
Well, it's about 2 miles above Gilmer. Bower. Bower Coal Company.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I used to play lots, but I ain't played for years.
Now, Bud?
Yeah.
Somebody say he died.
He
wasn't a bad fiddler.
Did Hacker play anything beside the fiddle? No. You remember any of the tunes he played?
Yeah, he just played any of them.
Yeah. What did he work at? Anything?
Me and him played for a lot of square dances, man. I was back when younger, full of shit, that's it.
Did you ever play with the old man Blake?
Yeah, I used to put my stay with him.
Yeah.
Jack Blake.
Jack
Blake, yeah.
How about the old man Wine? Bob, was it?
Yeah, that's my uncle.
Was it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he married my aunt. Now that old fella could play the fiddle, mister.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All by mine.
Who do you think's the best you ever heard?
Sounds good to me.
You ever hear the old man McElwain?
Oh shit, used to be a hit house for us.
In Erbacon?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's played for many a square dance at our house.
Yeah. Did I hear something about him going winning a contest at the World's Fair or something?
Yeah.
Like that? Did you know about that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He won the contest.
Any idea what he played?
No. No.
Well, did you hear him talk about that or what?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I lived up there back when that happened.
Yeah.
I was raised up there. Around Erbacon, Calvin. Huh. Old man McElwain.
How about them other fiddlers up there? Reese Mars?
Yeah.
Did you know him?
Mm-hmm.
Was he any good?
No, not much. Oh, he could play pretty good.
And Tom Dillon?
Yeah, I know him too.
And wasn't there a Scott up there played music?
Seems to me like Andy Scott's boy played it. I don't remember. Mm-hmm. Been a long time, and I forget.
Mm-hmm. You ever play in any contests, Bud?
Oh, yeah.
Where?
Nashville.
Nashville.
And, Glenville. Over in, I never did lose a contest.
Yeah? What's your best contest tune?
I haven't played any of them then. I could play pretty good back then. One time I went to Wheeling. I wasn't aiming to play. I didn't know what contest. And there was a having a... Well, me and my brother-in-law's, Robert's boys, we went down. Well, they was having a banjo contest. Well, I didn't know until I got there. And the man come out and said, now for anybody in the crowd, anybody here can play a banjo, we're having a banjo contest. I didn't have mine with me. We're having a banjo contest. If anybody can play, whether they play very good or not, the more there are tries, the better it is. Well, Robert's boys, they said, they hollered at him and said, here anybody can play. I didn't have my banjo with me. I tried to get off and said, no, he come up. A piece of paper and had all her names on it, was going to play. I said, now there's one way I'll do that. Put my name down last. I said, why? I said, well, I just joking and laughing. I said, I want to find out just how hard I have to play to beat them all. Well, Red Belcher. Do you remember him?
Yeah, I've heard of him.
Red Belcher was there. And he was supposed to have been about the best banjo player in the country. Well, he's a smart aleck. He went up on the stage and went around behind the curtain. He was sitting there. He said, do you know how to play a contest? I said, no, not exactly. Well, I said, you play the three tunes you want to, and I play the three I want to, and others does the same. And I said, well, now, wait a minute. That wouldn't hardly be a contest to me. Why? Regular smarty. I said, well, a lot of tunes maybe I can just beat you on easy. A lot of tunes you played, you can beat me. And I said, well, if it'd be a regular contest, every feller ought to play the same tune. So, you could tell who was noting it the best and who was getting it the best. No, that ain't the way we play it. And I said, well, okay. Play any way you want to. Back then, I didn't give a shit. I'd have fought him in a minute or anything else. Well, we got up there. I was the last one. There's an old man, Whiskers, down about here, mounting his banjo. I told him, I said, now, Red, you're supposed to be the best banjo player in the country. And he wanted to play three tunes he wanted, and me play 3 hours with him. I said, that wouldn't be a contest. I said, play the same tunes. That way you'll know who notes it the best and who gets it the best. Well, whoever win was to get $50. Well, the old man owned me the banjo. And I got up there. I was the last one. Well, I told him, I said, now, Red Ear, he'd already smarted me off because I didn't like him. And I said, now, Red Ear, supposed to be the best in the country. And I hope he is. And I said, the way I'd play a contest, every fella play the same tunes. And that way you know who's getting it the best and who notes it the best. And all. He spoke up and said, that ain't the way we play. And I said, I don't care how you play. Back then, I didn't give a damn. I'd have fought him in a minute. And we went on. When I got up to play, that old man helped me the banjo. And I hope I died played 3 of my favorites. And back then, I'd have killed a man to beat me playing Turkey and Straw. I played Turkey and Straw, Soldier's Joy. Arkansas Traveler, I believe. I won the $50. Goddamn old Red didn't like that worth of shit. Well, he didn't know where I lived. And he fixed it up for him to have a contest up at Baron Hall. I think you meant the name of the fucking thing. Well, I didn't want to go, and they just kept on finding out I went. He didn't know that I lived up there. When I went in, his eyes got big as fist. I won that contest. Back then, I could play the hell out of one boy.
Did Hacker play banjo too?
Oh, he couldn't play any hardly. Oh, he couldn't play too much.
How about McElwain?
No, he didn't play nothing but fiddle. Or he could play the fiddle.
He played real old time tunes, right?
Yeah.
Piney Mountain.
Yeah, he lived right 5 or 6 miles where I did.
He lived on White Oak, was it?
Mm-hmm.
Where'd you live?
Bacon.
Right in town?
Just on above there, huh?
In town or?
No, just out a little bit. It's called Airbacon. Michael Wayne had a boy, but it wasn't too bad on a fiddle.
Yeah.
Yeah, old Michael Wayne played at our house a many times for square dancing.
Yeah.
We used to have him at home. They don't have many more people's houses like they used to have. My hand has got that, the cramp and they swell. Now they swell up tight as a wedge right now. Hmm. And when they start to swelling on you and cramping, you ain't doing very good. And get up as old as I am. See, I'm 86. My God, that ain't young fella anymore. Used to, they wasn't. I don't think anybody could beat me a dancing backstep.
Yeah.
God damn, man, I love to do it. But I've got old. This old Sands isn't broke down, I think. But boy, I like to hear music on.
You ever see any trouble at a dance?
What?
You ever see any trouble at a dance?
Oh, shit, yeah.
Where was that?
Up here on the... on the side of the river from Long Run.
Yeah.
They had a platform up there.
Platform? What happened?
Oh, no. Me and another fella had a fight.
Over what?
Girl. And she was... she wasn't, what'd you say, a good girl, but if I'd go anywhere with anybody, I don't care how ornery she was or how bad she was, I'd stay with her. Yeah, I had a fight with her. Connor, I believe it was Connor. Coonrod or somebody. Oh, I've seen a lot of fights at dances.
What happened in that fight?
I laid it on him.
Did he?
Took him around the head in the banjo. Broke the neck that bad. But he didn't want to fight anymore.
What, did he try to take your girl or something?
No, he was smarting her. Pinch her on the hind ass when she'd dance around that way. I told him two or three times to quit it, and he wouldn't do it.
You just gave him a necktie, did you?
Yeah.
What's the worst fight you ever saw at a dance?
What?
What's the worst fight you ever saw at a dance?
Worst fight? Man, I can remember.
You ever see anywhere a bunch of them got into it?
Oh, yeah. But you used to have dances at people's houses and there wasn't no trouble, no way, shape, or form. Everybody have a good time. Can't anymore. Oh, you can have no fun anymore like you used to.
Why do you think that is?
Well, he gets drinking too much, for one thing. And then some boy gets jealous of a girl. I don't know exactly why. Well, you better play me another.
Yeah. You could play me one.
Can't run. Come over through there. Every goddamn one of them boys could play the banjo. Shit, man.
Oh, yeah?
No, shit. They'd come over a little early and so be coming to work. Stop at our house and we'd just raise hell for a while.
Would they, who were they?
One of them was a Tharp. I can't think. But now putting everybody on Camp Run to play the banjo, mister.
Yeah. No, they'd be coming to work and they'd stop at your house in the morning?
Yeah, or when they'd quit work that evening, they'd stop.
Huh. What was your dad's name?
Henry.
Henry Sandy.
Right. He had a handlebar mustache. Great dog.
Did he play any music?
He played a banjo, son.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you ever see anybody play one without frets on it?
Oh, yeah, we used to have one. Yeah. He made a, Dad made a banjo and it didn't have any frets on top.
Is that the way he played without them?
Mm hmm. But he'd play with them. Didn't make a difference to him.
Uh-huh. You remember any pieces he played, your dad?
Can't find them.
Where was your dad raised?
Well, he was born down here. Next to Glenville.
Sand Fork?
Mm-hmm. Then he was raised over on Indian Fork.
Indian Fork, is that Gilmer County?
Yeah. He always had handlebar mustache, long. God damn it. I've seen it to do it like that and lay it up behind his ears. Never saw him without his mustache in my life.
Yeah. Why don't you try to hit a lick of that Cumberland Gap?
I don't know what I got. My handlebar swelled up today.
His name was Arnett Hacker.
Yeah.
And he played the fiddle. Where did he live?
Wait a minute. Over next to Exchange.
Exchange. Was he kin to Sam Hacker?
Yeah.
Yeah. Huh. Never heard of him. How long's he been dead?
I don't know. Not pretty long, Packer.
Yeah.